Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, 4:53 a.m. Got up a couple of hours ago and I did not feel like painting. Just didn't have feel motivated, I guess. So I watched some news as I dealt with the dog too, who lately has just been deciding to get out of the bedroom when I get out. And actually, he kind of woke me up, stirring around in the bedroom a little. And so I got up and before he woke the wife up. And I already got enough sleep, I guess. I don't feel tired or needing to go back to bed or anything like that now. So the news is they're a little concerned about whether the president should nominate a justice to the Supreme Court or not. The Democrats are saying that he shouldn't do it because of this, blah blah blah. And but truthfully, it's not going against the law if he does it, and it's not going against the law if the Senate confirms it. That's just the way it is. And everything else is just appealing to some emotional part of the electorate to try to influence or intimidate the people that actually have the power. And that's the thing about the Constitution, right? It's supposed to limit the power of government, but in doing so, it actually does give some power to people that we elect in the government. And anything within those boundaries is okay, as far as I'm concerned. That's just part of the rule, the law. I used to run this football pool at work, and it was a pretty big football pool. And I started to have fun with it, and I made all these little rules and stuff, and everybody had to stay within all these little rules about, whatever the pool was. And so after doing that, you just kind of like realize, oh yeah, that's the same thing with anything else in this world. There's the rule of law, that basically says you have free speech, you have freedom of expression. Okay, let's go with just that, just the basics. And so I can basically say anything I want, and nobody should be able to hinder me from doing so or express anything that I want. Now, that's what these anarchists are doing in some way, but they go beyond the line in some way, when people are sitting down eating their dinner at outdoor venue because of the virus nowadays, is everything's an outdoor venue. And you got these people walking up to them and just getting in their face and shouting at them. It's their freedom to express themselves, but there's just common decency. Why would you do that to somebody? Why would you ruin their dinner, or their meal? But they do it. That's part of what it, I don't know what they expect to gain. They don't expect to gain people's compliance and they don't expect people to join them in their fight, by doing so. If anything, it's just going to piss them off and just say, okay, I'm on the other side now. Well, anyway, that's what I would do. One video I saw on YouTube, which I really just I thought was just instant justice, but the thing is, you push people too far. And then you get a reaction from them which may be outside the law, okay? But that's the reality of the times we live in, or any time that anybody lives in. You can expect somebody to be civil and decent back, no matter how incivil and indecent you are towards them. But at one point, you could push them over the edge, and you better be ready for the consequences of doing that. I saw this video where this, usual mob of Antifa type people, And they're always made up of these little wimpy boys that were always beat up, and now they're in a mob, so they can go out there and create havoc and have some kind of power to do so over everybody. Well, this one guy walked up to this guy's car, and then he did, I either kicked it or something, and the guy got pissed off, got out of his car or truck, and basically wrestled the guy to the ground in an instant. The guy had no ability to keep him from doing so, and the guy was on top of him and said, "Don't you ever touch my vehicle again. You understand that?" And he didn't hit him, but he had him on the ground with him on his back, and telling him, "Yeah, you better not do that again." And the guy was saying, "Oh yes, sir. Okay, I won't do that again." Just like those little Cretans that always got beat up, and for being who they are. So the guy got back in his car, and then all the other guys around, all the rest of the mob of the same kind of cretinly little guys, started taking videos of the guy and getting his license number and everything. So I hope nothing happened to that guy, because it was like instant justice. But you see, the thing is, when you express yourself, you do. There's laws that keep people from doing that to you, but then there's people that could care less about that law, and you better be ready for it. And the man took the law into his own hands, because, the truth is that these Antifa type anarchist protesters will break the law. The people that I saw video of people going to disrupt other people's dinners or meals, and actually, throwing the dishes off the table, or picking up a drink up and just drinking the whole drink. That should be pretty much against the law. And intimidating somebody and yelling at somebody, I'm pretty sure that's against the law too. It's basically an assault, isn't it? When you threaten someone's safety or well-being. So, and just I think it's just going to get to that point where more and more people are just going to say, "Hey, they're doing it, I'm going to do it back," and there's just going to be more of that, and it's just going to get out of hand more and more. And that's the road we're headed down right now. And so where is that? In Louisville. Today the verdict's supposed to come out, whether they, or not the verdict, but the news is supposed to come out whether they're going to charge the three policemen with murder of the woman that got killed by accident on a police no-knock warrant raid. I can't remember her name, and I'm supposed to, according to the anti-fascist BLM type people. But I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. And it's not that I don't feel sorry for her, but every now and then people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't know. I don't really think that the cops went there to intentionally kill some black people. Okay. It just so happens her boyfriend started shooting at them, and they started shooting back, and in the gunfight somebody got killed, and that's all it is. So in anticipation of the release of that information, if they're going to be charged with murder or not, they blocked up the streets. They're expecting a riot. The stores in the area have all boarded up their windows just to make sure. So it makes me think that, okay, they're not going to charge these police with murder. And I would think that's probably a pretty good chance of that happening. So let's see if a riot starts today or not. And, one thing I haven't heard in the news lately is how much, if Portland's still having riots every night, or if they've got that under control now. So that would be nice to know. Let's see. So our society is no longer the society we had about 5 years ago. I think we can still get back there, But it's going to take another generation to do it. You know, the raising of our children to be decent people and not just think of themselves is what we're going to have to do. So I'll be back a little later. Let's see, 10:54 a.m. So I just got back from my walk not too long ago, and I'm going to do some weight training. I decided to up the weight, the light weight that I use. I just decided to up it one more level today. So my bench presses and my military presses, some upright rowing, and my curls will all be dealing with the increased weight. I already increased the weight on my lateral pull downs. So that's pretty much taken care of. I'm slowly increasing everything, you know, especially with the bench press and my chest being cracked open. I had to be pretty lightweight about it, but I'm well past the deadline, or I'm well past the date that they gave me that I could start doing stuff like that. So I feel pretty confident in not hurting myself anymore. So this is pretty much it. I got other stuff to do and get going here. Still haven't posted yesterday's, so I got to find time to post yesterday's and today's audio journal.